Back now with Day to Day. Sure, there are all sorts of polls out there that try to give some indication of how Americans feel about the 2008 presidential candidates. But if you want a sneak peek into what people are really thinking, take a close look at Google. There is a function of the search engine called Google Suggest that lets you see what people are most often searching for. For example, plug in the name Tom Cruise, and it will tell you that more people are interested in knowing about Tom Cruise's height than Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Slate.com's Chris Beam has been Google Suggesting the presidential candidates, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris, can you tell me, first of all, how do you get to this Google Suggest, and how exactly does it work?
There isn't a direct link on the main Google page, so the best way to get to it is just search for Google Suggest using Google. Then when you type something into that field, it'll give you a drop-down bar where you see the top 10 most common searches related to what you just typed in.
So, Chris, when people Google the candidates, what kind of information are they most often looking for?
Conventional information. But what I thought was interesting is when you start looking past that, it's the anomalies that really start to get interesting. In the case of, I'd say about half the candidates, people are interested in learning about their wives. Dennis Kucinich is the best example.
Okay, I've got my Google Suggest up right now. So
okay.
I'm Dennis Kucinich. Yeah, you get Dennis Kucinich wife, height.
Yeah, and I believe that he's the only person for whom wife is above for president. Even if you play around with people who aren't candidates, you'll find that they're always interested in the love lives of celebrities.
Well, and we should make the point here that Dennis Kucinich's wife is a very good-looking woman.
She is. In fact, if you type in her name, Elizabeth Kucinich, you'll find that what you get after that is
Elizabeth Kucinich, photos, bio, height. Ooh, here we go. At number 5, Elizabeth Kucinich, hot, with 200,000 results. That's a lot of people who think she's hot or are curious to find out if she is hot.
Exactly. And I think even if you go even further down, you'll find Elizabeth Kucinich, tongue, is on there.
Yes.
She's got the most famous tongue of any of the candidates' wives, probably because it's pierced.
You discovered that these aren't necessarily the only hormone-infused searches, correct?
I would guess that, yeah. The reason Obama girl is, I think it makes up 3 of the top 10 results if you type in Obama.
Yep, and it actually, once again, you get Obama girl before you get Obama for president.
Exactly. It's a remarkable parlor game. I mean, you can just go and go and keep going. And, you know, a psychological experiment, too.
Chris, isn't the election supposed to be about Americans wanting to know where the candidates stand on the issues? Is anybody looking into these candidates and how they actually feel about topics like, oh, I don't know, the war?
I would like to say I'm surprised that Hillary Clinton alternative minimum tax is not higher than Hillary Clinton cleavage, but it's pretty clear that people are fascinated by the topic. And I think it's also interesting that a lot of people will criticize the reporting, but I think the fact that so many people are searching for that, it suggests there's a market demand for it.
Slate.com's Christopher Beam, thank you so much.
No problem.